May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Many, many years ago in Russia, they were ruled by somebody called the Tsar. And one night, the Tsar was walking in his palace garden. And when he was walking in his palace garden, he came upon a lone sentry who was stood in this remote part of the garden, and he was stood to attention. The Tsar asked him, what was he guarding? And the sentry said, I don't know. The captain told me to come here, and here I stand. So the next morning, the Tsar called the captain, and he said, why was that guy standing out there all alone in the garden? And the captain told him, he said, well, there are written regulations that a guard must stand in that part of the garden every single night. So the Tsar ordered an investigation, and the archivist found out that over 100 years earlier, Catherine the Great had planted a rose bush in that part of the garden. And she ordered a guard to spend the night there just to watch the rose bush, to protect it for one night. Over 100 years later, centuries were still stood in that garden guarding the spot where the rose bush was. In England, in 1803, a civil service position was appointed. A man was to stand on the cliffs of Dover with his spyglass, and if he saw Napoleon coming, he was to ring the bell and let everybody know that Napoleon was coming. That job, created in 1803, was still in existence in England in 1945. In both these stories, the only question to be asked about the sentry there 100 years later and the civil servant there over 100 years after Napoleon died is, what was their original purpose? What was their original purpose? In the gospel reading today, Jesus, who is probably the most peaceable person that's ever lived, is talking about division. Families at enmity with one another. Families divided. A world that's not so peaceable. And why, we ask, would Jesus use such vivid images that seem so opposed to his message of peace? We've got to ask ourselves, what is the purpose of that? I think what we have here today is the warning label on Christianity. The warning label. Because Christianity is not just about feeling good. And Christianity is not just about coming to church. It's not just about looking like a Christian. And it's not just about doing good things. Christianity is about knowing the power of the risen Christ. And knowing that that power of the risen Christ changes the way we think. And it changes the way that we live. Christianity makes us live differently, and it makes us think differently from the rest of the world. The power of the risen Christ gives us that courage to ask why. Why? See, the power of the risen Christ gives us a vision of the world. And it gives us a vision of all God's children, not as the world sees them, but as God sees them. As God sees us. Jesus said he came with a baptism. And when we baptize in the Episcopal Church, right after the baptism, there is a prayer that we say for the person who's been baptized. And we pray that that person will have an inquiring heart, a discerning heart, the courage to will and the courage to persevere. We all sit here today as baptized persons. And we all sit here and should take that prayer to our heart. Because what we're praying for is that we as Christians are paying attention to the purpose and to the grace of God. Because very often that grace and purpose is quite different to our plans and quite different to the plans, it seems, of the world. Christians are different. We're different because we want to ask the question, why? Because we always need to seek looking at the world through the eyes of Almighty God. As Christians, we are supposed to see the purpose of God. We're involved in building the kingdom of God, a kingdom where the power of the risen Christ lives in us and lives through us. And because of that, our Christian living brings division. Our Christian living does not bring war. Does not bring war. And our Christian living does not bring violence. And Christian living should never justify war or justify the violence. But Christian living does bring disagreement. Because Christians who take faith seriously are very likely sometime in their life to be misunderstood. And are very likely in their life to be opposed. And sometimes in their life are likely to be rejected. We're building the power of Christ. We're building the kingdom of God. But sometimes we forget what the purpose of Christianity is. So often, we are like the sentry who's guarding the rose that isn't there. And so often, we're like the civil servant looking for Napoleon after he's been dead 100 years. It's really important that we go back and ask ourselves, what is the purpose of our Christianity? What is it that makes us distinctly Christian? Is our Christianity something that we're very comfortable with, that gives us a sense of security and well-being? Is our Christianity something that we simply have a display of outward righteousness and dignity? Is our Christianity something that we just come once a week to this place of bricks and mortar and worship? Or is our Christianity that has God at the heart of our very existence every minute of every day? Is it something that senses a will and a deeper purpose for God's world and for all of God's children? Is our Christianity something that gives us the courage to ask why? Is it something that we know if we take incredibly seriously, there will be those who will not agree with us? Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, said Jesus, rather division. So what is the purpose of our Christian faith? Amen.